Doors are open. Come on.
Absolutely.
I know. They can come in. Go ahead. Ready? It is 7:03. I'm going to call the meeting to order. Start the Pledge of Allegiance. Sarah, would you like to start the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
God bless America. I love it. All right. Thank you. Roll call.
She's excused. Maria Delgado.
Present.
Sarah Felsky.
Here.
Brian Capolo. Dino Giovanni.
Here.
Ronald Sill.
Here.
Robert Heider.
Here.
Charles Sampson.
Present, sir.
Kevin Sharkey.
He's excused.
Okay, the records reflect that there are six members present for a quorum.
Excellent. Additions, deletions, corrections, and adoption of the agenda.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to add to the agenda 9.1.3 vendor permit application for Larry's Landing LLC, please.
Okay. Anything else?
I'll move to accept the agenda.
Okay. All in favor?
Yes.
Aye.
Opposed? So carry.
Request for the tax appeal.
All right, so carried. Number five, public portion. Anybody from the public would like to speak? Anything on the agenda?
I am. I will speak my mind.
Absolutely, Karen. Thank you.
I have many things to say. My name is Karen Tennessee. I live at 25 Town Street. In a wonderful, or used to be wonderful, town of Derby. The first thing I would ask is that you would open again the addition solutions takes to the agenda to add to the agenda the discussion of having hybrid meetings. I don't understand why, in this day and age, with all the technology that we've proven has worked for 2 years with Zoom meetings, why we cannot have that technology available to the residents. Now, quite honestly, I was disappointed that there weren't a lot of residents getting on there, and I've talked to people, and granted, they did not show a great amount of interest, but you don't know how many people were looking at it after the fact. They enjoyed seeing what was going on in the city. And quite honestly, by seeing what was going on in the city, you felt more connected to the city. This city right now, my feeling is that we are in dire straits. First of all, we don't have a finance office that's working. Ms. Williamson, looking over your shoulder right now, must be crying and turning over in her grave to see the condition of that finance office. And that is my second request, is why is that not on the agenda? And I would ask that you would put this on the agenda. Those two items are not added to the agenda. I would request a written response from the mayor's office to explain to me why I cannot receive those answers. That's the first question. The second part is, let me say, the subcommittees, you abandoned them. You claimed that it was because of inaction. The inaction was, if you listened to them, or if you attempted them, then number one, 9 times out of 10, the aldermen could not make a decision because they did not have information. They did not get the answers from the department heads or from the chief of staff or from the mayor. They were waiting on things. They were waiting on things from Corporation Council that, granted, he has many things on his table, but because they did not have those answers, they could not make a decision
on something that they knew nothing about. So for you to say that they were being inactive is so rude, so wrong, so disrespectful, and counterproductive to this poor city who is going down the drain. Now, the third thing is, I take offense that you are going after the three women on the Board of Aldermen. You are showing a gender bias that is, don't smirk. I've listened to you for 2 years with your smirk.
Just listen, okay, go ahead.
No, you're not listening.
Okay.
I just watched your ears shut off because I had raised the question of something that you don't want to hear. You have been disrespectful to these women through all of the meetings when you start with your troll. And I would ask that you stop that and think about that these are equals. These are volunteers who are trying to serve the city. Granted, we have 9 aldermen and everybody has a different opinion.
Mm-hmm.
You've got me as number 10 with a different opinion also.
Which is great.
And you have 13,000 residents.
Absolutely.
Of the city of Durham with different opinions.
12-3, yes.
But every one of those opinions are important.
Absolutely.
So I would hope that you listen with a far more open mind and try to speak in a tone that you would speak to your mother, your girlfriend,
absolutely,
to your priest, to the general that was overseeing you in the service, because that is the way you were raised. That is the way you should behave.
You don't have to. All right, that's good.
Okay.
You're not my mother and everything like that, but okay. No, and I get it. All right.
So that's my question, okay, as far as when you're going to do it, and I want a written response or have it discussed this evening. I want you to apologize to them.
Okay. Thank you. Anybody? All right. Karen, thank you. Thank you very much.
Consider having the subcommittees.
Okay.
I want you to reconsider having the department reports, because everything that you have done has reversed any of the openness in the city.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Karen. You're all set.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
We got like 3 minutes, so we usually don't use the 3 minutes. Number one, they set me for 2.5 hours here. So if they post somebody in here to start talking, it's going to deplete the 2.5 hours. We can only have a 2.5 hour meeting. If somebody posted somebody in here, I don't know. Yeah, to just talk and talk. But anyway, so
to just. I have not seen these women.
I'm not even saying them. I'm just saying if somebody came in here just to. Yeah.
Because I listened.
Absolutely. And okay.
I have been to meetings since the 90s. I have listened to Gino DeHorn. I have listened to Alan Schlesinger, Mark Slepin, Mark Garfalo, Tony Scafferi, and Anita, and now you. And with each and every one, there was always a feeling that the city had the opportunity to move forward. I'm just saying that right now, I am very, very upset that I'm watching my taxes go up and less things happening in the city. And anything that's going to have people interested in the city, you are slowly but surely taking away.
Okay.
So I am just asking you to think about your city and the residents and make the right decision.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody else from the public would like to speak?
Christine Kotke, 323 Hawthorne Avenue. I'm speaking as the director of the senior center and also representing the members of the senior center. I'm just going to read it because I didn't have time to really memorize what I wanted to say. So I'm very disheartened to learn that the senior center subcommittee has not met and is being moved to another month. This issue has prolonged for well over a year and a half, even after it was started. It was stated that the report by the subcommittee was to be given by this meeting date. Mr. Coppola had ample time to meet with the Senior Center subcommittee prior to the disbandment of the regular scheduled subcommittees. He also had ample time to contact the mayor's office for verification as to what subcommittees were included in the mayor's decision. I did. That being said, several members of the subcommittee still have not been contacted even once by Mr. Coppola. And it has been several weeks since the decision was made and the committee members were chosen. This letter by Mr. Coppola seems nothing more than another stall tactic for these seniors. I strongly feel that once again, for political reasons, the only people that are suffering from this decision to prolong this even further are the seniors. They are once again put on the back burner. In closing, I would just like to reiterate what many of the members of this board say in this meeting. You've been elected to represent your constituents, but the majority of this board have yet to listen to what they want and what they keep asking from you. They have told you numerous times and numerous ways, whether it be through petitions, polls, meetings, or discussions, that they want this merger to go through. They want to be with the Ansonia Senior Center for various reasons that I've discussed in this meeting before, whether it be the parking garage, the setup of our building, whatever it is that these seniors have told this group. And they've said numerous times that they want to do this. And all we're asking is, can't this board please put your personal feelings aside and listen to what they're asking and do what they want? Please, that's all they're asking, is to listen to them and do what they want. I thank you for your time.
Anybody else from the public like to speak? At this point, anybody from the board can speak at any point on the agenda?
Yeah,
on the agenda. So the aldermen have personal privilege to speak. I'm not recognizing anybody from the board to speak, because you have personal privilege to speak on the agenda. So anybody else from the public would like to speak? I know, but is it on the agenda? Is it on the agenda? Okay. So anything on the agenda you could speak on.
Asking you to please protect us.
I am protect. Anybody on public would like to speak on the agenda. We're talking about the agenda, and that's what we've been doing. Anybody from the public? Second. Anybody from the public? Third time. Absolutely. Okay, hearing none, that's it. Number six, community committee activities. Senior Center Committee Search Committee report is included in the packet, informational only. And 6.2, Fire Marshal Search Committee report included in the packet, informational only.
We discuss on that?
Yes, if you'd like to.
I attended the Senior Center in Ansonia. I have pictures. It was supposed to be ready by September.
November.
I have pictures if you want to see. Parking garage is totally empty. Pictures. There is no Senior Center in Ansonia. So I just want to put that on the record that right now we have a Senior Center in Derby. We have no Senior Center in Ansonia right now.
It's under construction.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay, Chris.
It's not going to be ready. And also, I just have one more thing to say, that there are residents who don't want it company. So maybe a referendum. I mean, let's put it out to the public. I don't believe it's going to pass. Because I hear a lot more against than for.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Anything else discussion on?
It's actually not a bad idea.
You know?
Put the Senior Center out to referendum.
Well, I would
not going to make it now.
Right. Unfortunately, now, unless you hold a special election, but I would wait until the Senior Center Search Committee comes back.
Absolutely.
And then the referendum that we choose is either A, to build something, or plan B, to go over there. Right. But I would.
They come back with no properties or no area. Okay.
Yeah.
There's that word again. Wait.
Now we have a new committee that we're voted. So
yeah, I read the thing on it.
All right. So number, anything else on number six? Numbers.
Are we on
6.1, 6.2, whatever. Informational, but if you want to talk on it, it's on the agenda.
I just want clarification on the interview process for the fire marshal. Who's doing the interviewing?
I think Charlie can answer those questions.
Mike Kelleher is the chairman of that committee.
Right.
So get the official word from him. But I can tell you as a member of that committee that the interviews are being done by the former fire marshal for the city of Derby, the current fire commissioner, who is also a fire chief, myself as a board of aldermen and former fire chief for the city of Derby, and Mike Kelleher is a former fire commissioner of the city of Derby.
Okay, so some of the committee members, not all, is that right?
That's the four committee members.
Why did I think Barbara was on that?
She recused herself because she had a personal conflict with some of the applicants in her okay. job.
Dealing. So she's not being replaced on the committee? I don't know.
I'd like to see move forward if you want to get another person on it.
I'm just asking, although the reason, because previously at the OP meeting, it said some fire marshals from.
I would have liked to see it, but this is up to you guys. So, and this is how you guys wanted to do it. So, whatever. But we have a fire marshal in house, Phil Hawks, which is great.
I'm just clarifying because there was, you know, one thing said at OP, and then I wasn't sure if the committee was.
The committee is doing the interviews at this point. Then what we're going to do is rank the four candidates that we have in the forefront right now, bring that list back to this board for acceptance of whoever they feel the best of those four are.
Got it.
Anything else on number six? Excellent. Number eight. I'm sorry, seven, special orders, none. Number eight, unfinished business. 8.1 landlords and tenant ordinance discussion possible action. I got over to
any questions? No questions. Is there a motion?
We got this late. I'm sorry, we haven't gotten these packets on the Thursday before meetings as promised. So I have not gone through this, but I see this extra.
These are the ordinances that went to Human Relations Subcommittee.
I know, and there were questions on it.
Well, you know,
the full board put them to subcommittee and we discussed them there. And then we had been checked just to make sure that there was no existing ordinances.
All right, let's do, you know what, let me have a motion. Can you make a motion to accept this so we can have discussion?
Yeah, I'll make a motion to accept 8.1.
Do you have a second?
Second.
All right, second. Discussion now. Sorry about that.
So we went to subcommittee. We had some questions for Ben that we wanted him to check to make sure that there was nothing that was still on the books here in and place that, of these.
I checked online the old ordinances and the new ordinances, and I didn't see any ordinances that conflicted. And I believe Mark Brissett, but was there a policy or?
I put it in the packet and I just looked for it this afternoon. So there's chapter 125 called occupancy permits. So I think that's the first 1.5.1-10 that was adopted in April 1998. More commonly known as the reactive ordinance. I don't know if it conflicts or not, but certainly it had some of the stuff that was contemplated. And really, the issue is there a I don't know if it's conflict, but you might want to consider looking at this in the context of that.
Yeah, I saw that, and I didn't see that as being in conflict. When I compared that ordinance against this ordinance. Again, one of the things I think needs to be done with the ordinances, because the ordinances are very, in their present state, are very difficult to follow. They're all over the place. The ordinances need to be, I think, codified. I would recommend general code so that the public can access them more easily. That I could access them more easily. I mean, when I'm looking for ordinances, if your corporation counsel can't find them, I'd be amazed if your general public can find them. Again, it shouldn't be a guessing game of what the general organic law of the city is.
So I would recommend that we codify the entire code so that it's easily accessible. But with respect to what is on the table, there is nothing on the books currently that is in conflict. But the purpose of the primary purpose of the landlord-tenant proposals are is so that the city has the names of the existing landlords, the existing tenants, and so that we protect those tenants against harm, and that so that we also can reach and access the landlords to ensure that they're doing what's necessary to keep the rentals up to code. And every time that there's a reletting, that we're aware of it. And that and so by requiring that the smoke detectors are updated every year by us doing that certification, that's one way for us to keep our records updated.
And I do have time to do this. So how many units are they talking for rental properties? More than one, more than two?
It'd be every rental property.
Every.
Every rental. If you have a rental property in, within the city, you'd be obligated to complete that. It would, unlike...
Fire marshal will inspect each and every?
It would be...
Because they usually inspect only...
Well, so generally, the fire marshal only has jurisdiction.
Right.
I believe jurisdiction is triggered, it's three or more. So this would be if you are a owner of a rental unit that you do not reside within. So then you would be subject to this ordinance. And again, the intent of the ordinance is to ensure that you're doing your job as a landlord. And again, it's to...
So it's self-regulated basically under three family.
Exactly. And again, we're permitted to, you know, by statute to be stricter within our jurisdiction, you know, and again, it raises the standards within our jurisdiction to so that our property standards, you know, are raised to a certain standard instead of lowered to a certain standard.
Good.
Yes.
This was set to it by the state, right?
What's that?
This ordinance. Didn't the state send this thought to look into it and update it, right?
Well, the state, there's a state statute that allows us to do it.
Right.
So we weren't told by the state to do it. It's just the state statute that says, if you want to put ordinances in place, you're permitted to do so.
So in a real estate transaction, would this be put in as a Derby homeowner and renter? I mean, how are they going to know? They're not going to go on the website. Is it going to be front and center and how to be a landlord and what you need to do and what our laws are? Or is it up to the landlord to go and search it?
So if I'm purchasing a property as a landlord, again, it'd be my obligation. I'm charged with knowing what the organic laws are of the community that I'm buying into. And, you know, there's going to be a transition period where we'd have to set up notices and let people know these are the new ordinances that are being adopted. And ultimately, as time passes, the goal would be to get people in the habit of on an annual basis to, you know, where this becomes a routine, you know, and normally in the towns where it's being employed, it does just become that. It's an annual thing where people, you know, tenants come in and they fill out the smoke detector notifications where they certify that there is a working smoke detector within their unit. A landlord is coming in, they want to relet, and they have to have their unit inspected so the city can ensure that the unit is habitable for reletting, so that we're not getting into the situations.
Do an inspection.
So there's an actual, there's not, when you want to relet your unit, there's an actual inspection. So we're not,
says it in here.
That's the third ordinance.
The third?
Yeah. So we're not getting into situations where it's becoming, for lack of a better word, a slumlord type of a setting. So there are three ordinances. It's the where we're getting the information about the landlord, the information about the tenant, and then the reletting of the occupancy.
Is this dire to come to a conclusion tonight? It sounds reasonable. I just did not have time to read through it.
We're not in dire shits.
Okay. No. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I just would like to.
It is very straightforward, but it's whatever the pleasure of the board is.
I appreciate you answering my questions. Sure. I didn't have to go.
Yeah, I'm just reading this for the first time too. Yeah. Depending on a tenant to test the detector every month.
Anyway, well, again, it's for their protection.
Well, reoccupancy is supposed to sign up, and it is in the ordinance.
Well, we do three family or more.
No,
now we're going to do it one, two family.
Not for reoccupancy. It's always on the. It was on the book for reoccupancy that they are supposed to register
when three family or more. That's what we do in the city of Derby. That's what they inspect. But this, you're holding a tenant that tested a smoke detector every month.
Well, if it's in
the closet, well, so assume you did it.
That's like checking the oil in your car.
Yeah.
So you know, if your car doesn't run because you put oil in it, it's not the car's fault.
But if that tenant, you know, moves out. Then it gets reinspected again. And then if the tenant's there for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years, it's their responsibility to make sure that the battery is good or if they're on the wire check it. They don't inspect under three family.
Under three family.
Under three, that's correct.
Right.
So you got to do this, got to do that. And they said, if we don't hear from you, we'll just assume you did it.
Right.
I mean, that's kind of.
Well, I mean, the laws on the books, I can understand if they're fine if something happens and they don't register with the city, is there a fine? If they're okay, fire and their tenants. Does that happen up on Mount Pleasant Street? Yeah. I mean,
$250 fine.
Okay. I mean, the law is there. I mean, it's, I can understand that.
First violation. Then it goes to the top.
Going to self regulate, but if the law's in the books,
that's right.
Don't cross our crosswalks, but if you get hit, yeah.
Keep in mind, when there was the fire in Stanford and they turned to the city and blamed the city for. You know, that's not intended, the death of the tenants. You're putting something on the books, telling people what they should be doing. You know, in today's world, in a litigious society, you want to be, proactive, reminding people of what they need to be doing, and it's there on the books. So when something happens, say, but you didn't do what you were supposed to do.
It sounds reasonable. I have not had the opportunity to read it. Is anybody opposed to just postponing it to next month?
I don't see a great liability issue here. So we've waited a couple of months. I think 30 days is not going to be an issue.
Okay, so then I'm going to.
You want to postpone?
Postpone.
I'd like to take a second down, and then I could.
It's just simple motion to postpone.
Motion to postpone.
Yeah, motion to postpone.
Okay.
Until next month and meet.
All right. So that'd be a motion postpone with a second.
Second.
And then all in favor.
All in favor.
Aye.
Opposed. So carried. Thank you. New business 9.1. Boys of Summer, Hayden Field application, discussion possible action. Dennis could not be here this evening. He attended an induction to a college teammate into the Gridiron Hall of Fame. He went over the application with the chief of staff. If you have any questions, what kind of a motion to accept so we can discuss this?
Mr. Mayor, I will make a motion to accept the application and the letter submitted by the Boys of Summer to reduce the fee from $9,900 for the 10 days if they want to look at this to $1,500.
Okay, have a second? Any discussions? Walter, right here he is. He spoke to Dennis.
I have a few concerns. First of all, I sat on the building committee for the football field and attended the majority of the committee meetings for the construction of the baseball field. And there was a joint meeting in which we indicated that We were not going to allow metal spikes on the field. And the CIAC came back and said that CIAC sanctioned games had to be permitted to wear metal spikes. So we, the committee determined that only Derby High School or CIAC sanctioned games would be permitted to wear metal spikes on the field to prevent wear and tear. So over the summer, the boys of summer wore metal spikes, and they're not a CIAC sanctioned. It's not a high school team. They wore metal spikes and caused additional wear and tear that, you know, should have been prevented on our fields. Their application also ended August 12th, but they were on the field as recently as August 24th. So they're continuing to use the field without permission, without paying for it. So, you know, if they're going to continue to wear metal spikes, I don't think $1,500 is fair. They should, first of all, they should be not wearing metal spikes because they're causing additional wear and tear that, that, you know, shouldn't be. And who's the gatekeeper here? What has Dennis done to prevent this? I contacted Mr. Mayhew concerning the application date ending on the 12th, and he contacted Dennis O'Connell. And Dennis said that the application was good through the end of August. But Dennis doesn't even know what was approved. So if he's not watching the dates, the calendar, and he's not watching what they're wearing on the feet, who is? So.
Any other discussion?
Mr. Mayor, if I could.
Yes, sir.
So I hear what Alderman Hyder is saying about, I'm just going to address the metal spikes because I'm not going to get into the application part. I'm not aware of it, and I can't answer for what Dennis does or doesn't do. So yes, we did have a long discussion about metal spikes. And after doing research, the committee, because I sat on the baseball field committee, building committee, we determined that metal spikes are used frequently on turf surfaces. And they do not create more of a hazard. We went back to the manufacturer of the turf surface who said, nope, metal spikes are always utilized on their fields. So I believe it was, and you can pretty well quote me on, I believe it was the committee that put the field together that actually, I brought that up as a concern. That was my initial concern. That's probably where you heard it, but we changed our mind and actually stated that metal spikes were okay.
For CIAC games.
No, I don't think that's the way it is. We'll have to look it up in a minute.
Yeah, because I was at that meeting and I know for sure. I don't know how easy is that to research.
There should be minutes as a meeting, and Doc should be able to get those. But the way I remember it, and I'm old, so who's laughing down there? I'm old, but that's the way I remember. We did go back to the turf company.
I understand that. And
they said there's not a problem. They have metal spikes on the field.
Right. And that's when we just determined it's CIAC sanctioned games only.
Well, we haven't really rented it out to anybody. So I think we have enough wear and tear, you know, left in the field.
Walter?
It's ridiculous. Rob had mentioned that when I threw a shelf stock, and he basically told me what Charlie just said, but I said to him, I need verification of that, you know, like minutes or something like that. He said he would get them for me, but I don't.
We had a letter on the committee who said they do not recommend, but they don't strictly say you can't do it.
Yeah.
They just said,
I'm only involved with it because
that's what the manufacturer said, but the committee decided to prevent wear and tear from outside organizations on our facility to allow CIAC sanctioned games only to wear.
Yeah, I believe our committee changed their opinion on that. But once again, Doc is the keeper of the records.
Yeah, and like I said, I did ask him for it. I can follow it. But I asked him,
do they give us another donation just to cover the wear and tear? Because we're giving them a break. I mean,
we're supposed
to get the income to help replace the field down the line. I mean, that's the whole idea of these rentals.
If you break down these numbers, they're paying less for Peyton Park than they would for Bradley School. So listen, if they're not going to increase their offer, then why don't we just counter offer and have them use Bradley School instead?
Give us a heartfelt.
And they can wear metal spikes all they want.
Was there an analysis of how much, you know, it was going to cost for maintenance annually every 10 years?
So every 10 years, the main, well,
where you're kind of getting on top of it, but for every 10, I'm going to answer your question. The field turf is rated to last for 10 years.
With proper maintenance.
There was a class given to the public works people who maintained how to maintain that course. Special equipment was purchased for public works on how to maintain that turf. But the manufacturer did say that within 10 years, used regularly, which we're not doing now, that we will have to replace that field. And they estimate the cost to be $1
million. So
$1 million, yeah.
We need to raise $100,000
a year. Gotta start renting this thing.
Start getting the money.
I'm saying,
more people that we get here, their friends, and so forth.
Yeah,
and so
I
you gotta promote it. You gotta run it like a business.
Surcharge.
So I will let you know. Just on my own, I went and I did a big video of the whole facility, mm-hmm. And I've just published it for the city, and we are going to sit down and we are going to look at marketing schemes, because I would like to put something together that we could send to every sports organization and the CIAC to say, hey, look at this facility we have available to you. You could start, you know, please come and start using it.
Please, so, that full rate. And I think, Mayor, you know, we've asked Dennis, and I'm going to ask you to speak to staff and come back to us with what are the appropriate rental fees. I would like to avoid waivers.
They already have it. It's actually on the application.
They already did it. Yeah. They
told us. So the application is filled out correctly.
Barbara was on.
I'm saying coming back and you know, if the prices have been set too high, what is the reasonable price?
Oh,
we're not giving a you know 90% discount. And we don't have to go through this, you know, waiver ordeal, you know, every time.
Yeah, so just a little history. Our committee actually worked on this for over a year to put this together. We went out to various other identical type fields that rent their property and set the prices based upon what they charge. So they were all similar to similar type properties. If this committee, and it's always been that way, that it was stated when these were passed, that if this committee feels that we're overstepping our luck here with the prices that we're charging, we can change them. So
yes, and that was and Dennis was going to bring those back to us, you know, because he's dealing with the you know people who are asking to utilize the field.
Well, what people want to pay and what people should pay, because it's based upon a similar property, is two different things.
Well, we should reduce our fees rather than coming back every month or every season.
We're giving
a significant.
That property has been rented for other uses that things have not come before us. It's just, this is an organization that is asking for some assistance.
I remember, Carl, you had asked Dennis for a report on money coming in for that. We've yet to see it. I mean, this was going back to last year, last term. So, yeah. I mean, again, who's watching? Who's keeping an eye on this facility? You know.
Any more discussion, Walter?
I think that one of the things that would be interesting to look into is we have a distinction in the clause which talks about nonprofit but being directly only a nonprofit, not dirty. That's why this fee is so high. If you just left it at dirty only, there would only be a small reduction. I think it would have been, Charlie, 2,000, something like that.
Yeah, would it jump? Well, actually, it would have been probably significant. I believe it went jump from $900 down to $400.
It was a much lower fee. And the people who have paid the fee, such as people who have run it, charging admission, like if you have a tournament or something like that, they're charging the people to come in. That's the profit, right? They're going to pay because they
didn't want.
unfortunately, we haven't seen that. We were supposed to.
Right.
And this isn't a derby organization either.
No.
Correct.
No, but it is a nonprofit, and that's why you're getting great requests as you are, as opposed to.
Again, the fee that they're requesting is less than they would pay if they went to Bradley School. So we either increase the request or counteroffer and have them use Bradley School instead.
All right. So, a motion and a second. Pleasure of the board.
Again, I'm not able to go to the school. That's the September 13th.
Always so late. Comes in next Tuesday.
September 13th to October 27th.
Oh yeah. Right.
Just thinking that it's not very busy up there.
All right. So we'll do a vote. We have a motion and a second.
They're not a group three, I don't believe.
No, they are actually not a group three. That's an error on the application, but the amount on the application is for the group four, which they should be in.
I think we should catch the money if we can for now, because we're not renting it much. I go by the field every day. There's kids using it. There's people using it. Then I don't know where they're from 7 days a week. But they chose Bradley substructure. They need Bradley leases to have the same fee.
I would be amenable to the full group three rate, whatever that is.
Is there a motion already on this?
Yeah, there's a motion and a second for that. Okay. So we want to take a vote on, so what is 1500?
Yeah.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Aye.
So that sounds like three and three.
We'll
take a roll call.
Pizarro?
No.
Ms. Zadonsky?
No, but I'd be amenable to a group three price.
Mrs. Giovanni?
Yes.
Mr. Phil?
Yes.
Mr. Hyder?
No.
Mr. Sampson?
Yes.
Three in favor, three opposed.
Now, is that how you get them?
Mayor Wilson, first
time. Yes.
He doesn't have to vote.
Is it the mayor or the president of the board?
Mayor.
Yes. All right. All right. Get it used. All right. Yes. In favor of a yes.
Mr. Mayor, can we, would you be opposed to appointing a subcommittee to research the fees again and possibly reducing them?
Absolutely. I mean, it's like Sarah was saying. I mean, it seems like we keep coming back here because people, right. It seems like it's high.
Right.
And
even when I rented the
Right. Paid,
it was, by the time you figured it out, it would have been cheaper for me to rent the softball field
mm-hmm.
than to rent.
No, absolutely.
Field house. Way set up, so there's definitely some issues there.
Yeah, I would love to look into this.
So over next month, would you be able to appoint committee to research that again?
Absolutely.
You want then to they have to wait a month and everything too, so that could alleviate that. That's a good idea.
I would just ask that the committee also be tasked to look at the group set in Appendix A of the policies, which might clear up everybody's confusion on who's pricing gets what.
And then you can go out to marketing. That's a great idea too. Afterwards, straighten this out.
I think the prices are really. I mean, I understand we think it's going to cost us a lot of
They're
money
to repair it. To give 90% discount,
right?
You know, every season is not helpful. Right. We have to raise $1 million, and we're giving them $1,500 to cause wear and tear with metal spikes.
Yep,
doesn't make sense to me.
Right. So we'll sit down tomorrow. We'll get a committee started and reach out to. You want to keep it on the alderman?
You'll have a committee appointed for next meeting.
Yeah.
No, thanks.
I don't know.
I would imagine. Just the
Absolutely. All right. All right. Move on.
196 Hawkins Street, acceptance of deed in lieu of foreclosure, discussion possible action.
I'll make a motion to accept the deed in lieu of foreclosure.
Do you have a second?
Second.
All right. Carmen, do you want to talk about this, please?
We have a house on 196 Hawkins Street that has been abandoned for years. The gentleman owned it, was sick in a facility, and he had passed away since. This house was on our T&D last year. He's another community. But the family called me, and we're going to the family, explain our situation. They have back taxes owed, they have WPCA taxes owed, and they have a blight fund. And the family said that if they don't have the wherewithal or the interest, or they don't want the house. So he's offering the deed to the house in lieu of what we spoke. I took this and I brought it to call Council Marino, and he said that doing it this way would save a lot of time rather than going through the court system. So we could just send the deed over. There would be back taxes, and we would have the prop. The house is in dire straits, probably is tear down, but it is a nice lot, a nice flat lot on Hawker Street. And it would certainly help clean up the area because it's not nice. So, every board decides.
Any questions?
Attorney Rio wants to speak on it for a bit.
I'm just, if anyone has any questions about, it sounds like a win-win, and for the residents that are living there, they shouldn't have to put up with it. So the only thing is when we take it over, we insure it under the city right away.
Right. Yeah. So the city will put it on its insurance, and then you'll have to, take steps to secure it, because it'll become a public, an attractive nuisance. And so you may want to make sure you can take steps immediately to, if it's going to come down, to take it down.
And to sell it. Market rate.
If it's going to be sold, if that's your, or to
no, demolish and sell the land.
Yeah. Well, if yeah, exactly.
And don't reduce the price.
Well, if that's your plan.
It's my plan.
All right. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So carried. So, okay, 9.2. So 9.1.3, Larry's.
Yeah, so this is added to the agenda, Mr. Mayor, 9.1.3. So there was a vendor's application that came through the office. All the paperwork is here. The background was passed, a certificate of insurance. The only thing we were waiting on was from Kevin White. Zoning, and I talked to Kevin this afternoon. He'd not be able to make it here because he's got COVID. And per our discussion, he told me that there was no issues that he found with it. So I'd like to make a motion that we approve this so that the applicant doesn't have to wait another month contingent on a written, written approval from Kevin, which I'm sure he told me next week, Sunday, I think he gets off quarantine. So,
a second.
Second.
Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 9.2.1, Loretta Enterprises versus Derby Tax Appeal discussion.
Session.
And executive session. So if I have a motion to go into executive session?
So moved.
Make a motion to go into executive session and include Betts and Quist
and
Corporation Council.
Okay.
I thought you were just a kid.
That sounds good. We're going to go in executive session. We'll be back up a little bit.
I second it. Or no, you second.
Gino seconded it. Charlie.
Yeah. Just
down. I just hit stop for it.
Second.
You don't meet for free.
Tom, both sit up.
Sorry, it's 8:02 p.m. and the meeting's back in regular session.
All right.
Regular session 9.3.1 Beretta Enterprises versus Derby Tax Appeal Discussion Possible Action. Can I have a motion?
Mr. Mayor, I'll make a motion to approve the settlement as presented.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All right, any discussion?
They're still there. They're still there.